I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. If you think lima beans all look like the ones you remember from school lunches, think again.
We've grown about 12 to 14 different varieties of limas, from the fresh green lima bean that everyone knows to really tiny dry limas that you can use like a black bean or a pinto bean.
Teddy Moynihan of Plowshare Farms in Pennsylvania has grown lima beans for several years as part of a USDA-funded study. Lima beans are native to Central and South America, and many varieties can withstand hot, dry conditions. And as the U.S. gets more extreme weather, they show promise as a climate-resilient crop. But many varieties require long nights to flower and cannot thrive in the longer summer days up north. So researchers are crossbreeding new varieties that will grow well in northern climates and appeal to consumers. And to get people excited about lima beans, Moynihan has sold them to Philadelphia restaurants and hosted a dinner where chefs featured limas in every course.
There was summer chow chow with lima beans pickled. They did a mashed lima bean in the style of a mashed potato. And then for dessert, there was a lima bean creme caramel.
So he's helping to show off the potential of this versatile crop. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours!
Hey, hey, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. We're back. We have taken a two-week hiatus for spring break. My husband and I were gallivanting around New York City, but I've got to say I am excited to be back in studio. Not just excited to be back with you, bringing you a whole two-hour mixtape of Girly So Groovy, but I've got to say, as your loyal music programmer, this particular episode, when I look at what we've got lined up for this week's episode, has me even more thrilled. I've got music on the way in this first hour from Patti Smith, Florence and the Machine, Shannon and the Clams, Jen Grant, Sarah Harmer, Belle and Sebastian, Dolly Parton. Yes, Dolly Parton coming up in this hour as well. But we're going to kick off the full 2 hours with a set that is centered around some brand new music. Railcard are making their Girly So Groovy radio debut. Railcard are an exciting indie pop trio. Their new self-titled album is an introduction to the band for the fact that the album is actually a collection of the band's first two EPs. The sound is firmly indie pop, full of warm arrangements, sweetly sung vocals, soft melodies, hints of chamber pop, girl group influences, stereo lavish post-punk. When I first heard Railcard, I immediately picked up on Belle and Sebastian vibes. And in fact, when I was listening to the album, planning out ways to feature it here on Girly So Groovy, my husband walked into the room and heard Railcard and actually said to me, "Are you listening to new Belle and Sebastian?" It is very similar. If you're a Belle and Sebastian fan, I think you will enjoy Railcard. So that's that. But we are going to kick off the entire 2 hours with some really fun indie alternative rock. It is Faith Healer kicking off the full 2 hours. Then we'll get into Railcard here on Girly So Groovy.
Do My hands, my joy will be complete.
The Scottish collective that specializes in immaculately crafted, clever, and poetic indie pop, that is Belle and Sebastian, we just heard. The song is Asleep on a Sunbeam. That goes back to the band's 2003 album, Dear Catastrophe Waitress. In the middle, a band making their girly, so groovy radio debut, the band Railcard. Their self-titled debut release is just a fun indie pop rock album. We heard the song Think About That from Railcard. And then speaking of fun indie fun, we started off the entire 2 hours with the Edmonton, Alberta alternative rock project Faith Healer, a band that's inspired by psych pop sounds. Suffering Creature is the name of the song. It is from Faith Healer's album, Try. Okay, speaking of new music released this year that is just catching my ear, Jen Grant, long a favorite here on Girly So Groovy, the Halifax-based singer-songwriter with that lush folk pop style. Well, Jen Grant has a new album out. Queen of the Straight is the name of the new album. It is what Jen Grant does best, creating music that is both a bit familiar in sound, yet also a little otherworldly and vintage in sound. This particular album, maybe it's just me, but I am picking up absolute Dolly Parton vibes. So with saying that, we're going to get to new Jen Grant, but let's set the scene with some classic Dolly Parton, going back to her album Jolene. It's Dolly Parton right now with the song When Someone Wants to Leave, here on Girly So Groovy.
When you love somebody with all your heart and soul, and you want to keep them with you, but you know they want to go. What do? What do you say when you know they want to leave as bad as you want them to stay? And there's nothing quite as sad as a one-sided love, when one doesn't care at all and the other cares too. Someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. You know how much I love you, but I know you don't love me, and I know it's just a matter of time before you leave. To leave as bad as I want you to stay. Oh, there's nothing quite as sad as a one-sided love, when one doesn't love at all and the other loves too much. It's a sad situation, I must say, when someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. To leave as bad as you want them to stay.
light over the harbor at night from my room at the Stardust Motel. Pulled the kitchen down from the wall to the ground. It wasn't heavy, but it wasn't hell. Picked out the cheapest box, cause you didn't believe in the cost. It was a make-believe funeral. You're in your gym curly dress. It was the gold cup and saucer parade. All of the plans that we made for the gold cup and saucer parade. Nothing that's real ever fades.
it, I knew I didn't wanna see it coming. I showed off my heart, now there's a scar in the shape of a question mark. Oh, late bloomer, the rumors were true. And scattered leaves are all that's left of you. And honey, I couldn't see the trouble sleeping down deep where these lights won't go.
Always celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. The always bewitching singer-songwriter Sarah Harmer right there with her song Late Bloomer. That's from her album Oh Little Fire. In the middle, it is brand new music from Halifax singer-songwriter Jen Grant. The new album is called Queen of the Straight. We heard the opening track Jim Cuddy Dress. The album was just released this month and she is going on a cross-Canadian tour in promotion of the new album. So jealous of so many of these cities that are getting Jen Grant. So many of the cities that feature Girly So Groovy are going to get a chance for Jen Grant to come through, including cities such as Sudbury, Kingston, Moncton, Halifax, St. John's, Newfoundland. If you want to know dates and locations for Jen Grant's Cross Canada Tour, go to her website, jengrant.com. That's Jen with two N's, jengrant.com. And then we kicked off the set with music from Dolly Parton. Going back to her infamous album, Jolene, we heard the song, When Someone Wants to Leave. I'll find any excuse, I think, to work Dolly Parton into an episode of Girly So Groovy, but I really do think it worked there very well with the new Jen Grant album. Okay, I have got music on the way in the next 30 minutes from Florence and the Machine, Patti Smith coming up, Shannon and the Clams. We've got another band that is making their Girly So Groovy radio debut called the Would Be Goods. But up next, it is classic 1960s girl group sounds with Claudine Clark here on Girly So Groovy.